Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There is, well, I think I would be overstating it. There are very few things worse than a call in the middle of the night. But from my perspective, it's not a phone call I'm talking about. It would be a call for a medical emergency. When I was in New Jersey, I spent about 12 years serving as a volunteer EMT. And the shift ran from 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning. They gave you a little pager. And you put the little pager on the table next to the bed, next to your head. And if you can think back to the old show Emergency, and those tones that would go off to announce a call, dispatch pushes a button and tones similar to that go off through the pager. Then with a series of ear-splitting beep, 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 and then they tell you what it is. You're requested to respond for a medical emergency. They'll give you the address. They'll give you the nature of the call. They'll give you the gender and the age of the patient. And after you peel yourself off the ceiling because you've turned it up too loud when it goes off, then you have a choice to make. How are you going to respond? Now, how you're going to respond really is based on a number of different factors. Factor number one is what was announced a true emergency. Because there will be people who you'll go pick up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you'll say, well, what's going on? And say, well, my stomach's been hurting. Well, how long has your stomach been hurting? Since about 10 o'clock in the morning. And then it's also based on whether we recognize the address or not. Because there are people we would call frequent flyers who just seem to enjoy our company so much that they'll call us time after time after time. And then it becomes also the nature of what's going on. You know, is it a cardiac incident? Is there a child involved that's having difficulty breathing? Or is it somebody that has a broken toe? And so all those things factor in terms of deciding how quickly you're going to get out of bed, get your clothes on, your shoes on, and get into the ambulance, and how quickly then are you going to drive. But the choice is never made of whether you're going to go or not go. Because when the call goes out, we have no other choice than to respond. That's how calls work in the emergency medical business. That's how calls are supposed to work in the Christian business. Today we have two different stories of five different people all being called to do different things. Jonah, of course, is the best one of all, because it's a great story, no matter how comical it might be, about this poor guy who gets the call and decides, well, not for me. And so as he's trying to find his way somewhere away from God, God does all kinds of neat little tricks with a big fish to bring him back to where he needs to be. And there's a certain reality, I think, that exists there for a lot of us in terms of how God calls us to task, how God calls us to mission, how God calls us to be able to act or react on behalf of other people. And I say that only because there's a certain aspect of me that has lived that. Probably for about, 10 years, maybe even 15 years. The whole silly notion of me being a parish pastor just boggled my mind. And I worked hard to get out of it. This wasn't what I was supposed to be doing with myself. I went to seminary, and when I went to seminary, I went there with that whole idea and understanding that I was going to run a church camp. That's where my faith formation came from. That's where everything I knew and understood about my faith really kind of solidified itself within me, and that's where I knew I could give back. I loved that environment. I loved being able to do that. The fact of me being a parish pastor was absolutely ridiculous. Have you ever been to church and dealt with those church people? The whining, the complaining, the whole thing about this passive-aggressive behavior of I want to get it the way I want to get it, I can't put up with that. And somewhere along the line, I got swallowed up by a big fish and spit out to where I needed to be. And came to understand the fact that this is part of my call in life. Part of it. Because you see, there's just not one call. The calls that come from God come to us sometimes in a form and fashion that is so breathtaking that we can't keep up. Because you see, each of us are called multiple times a day. Called to be able to do the things that God knows that we can accomplish. Called to be able to do the things on God's behalf because God expects us to be there doing the work. Called to be able to take care of our neighbor. Called to visit a sick relative in the hospital. Called to bring food to somebody who might not have the ability really at that moment to be able to care for themselves. Called to take the time when we're doing spring cleaning to pack all our clothes up and take them down to some shelter or a place where we know they'll be made good use of instead of taking the easy way out and tossing it in the trash. Called to be able to assist the woman on the street corner with the sign asking for help. Called to be able to use whatever God has given us. You see, those calls come all the time, and those calls come with the whole understanding and idea that we need to make a choice. What are we going to do with that? What are we going to do with that situation that God has put in our lap? What are we going to do with that call that God has made to us to act? Do we act immediately? Do we act slowly? Or do we turn our head the other way and not act at all? Trying to make God believe that, oh, I didn't see that. Not my problem. You see, those situations that are placed before us, those ideas that ring in our head, that understanding of the little voice talking to us, I believe those are all the things of God speaking to us, calling us to task, to go out and to take care of a situation, calling us to work through whatever needs to be worked through to be able to help an individual, called to be able to be a servant, called to give. Called to love, called to live an act of compassion out. There are things that happen to us each and every day. Things where I will challenge you to think that is God calling you. And we choose whether we respond or whether we choose to ignore. But in all those situations, I believe like Jonah, God is there. And we can run as fast and far as we want to, but if it is something that God wants to see through, if it's something that God knows that we are the one to take care of it, there will be something within our lives that's going to drag us back to that point and place where God demands us to do what God asks of us. That God demands that we accomplish that task that we have been called to do. Because if it's not us, then who? And if it's not at that moment, then when? Each day of our lives, God reaches out and calls us to be able to utilize those gifts He has blessed us with, to send us forth out into the world to make a difference in the lives of the needy, to be able to live out the compassion that He's placed within our hearts, to be able to motivate others with the love that we've been blessed with. Calling us to live our lives as His children, as sons and daughters who have been so richly blessed that we cannot even begin to understand and imagine the things that are within our heart and within our abilities. So richly blessed that God asks us only to take those things and to share them with the world around us, because that is the point and the purpose of what we've been given. We have been called to serve. We have been called to live our lives in compassion. But most of all, we've been called to love. To love the world around us, to love the people within our lives that we know, and to love the people we've have yet to meet. To live our lives in the love that has blessed us, to use it as a blessing for the world around us. That pager is going off in our hearts. The tones that God sends out to us to be able to reach out and heal a needy world, to do the things that we can, to live our lives through and with the blessings that God has given us. Amen.